finished up your speech of October 22nd regarding Cuba. I should say frankly that measures outlined in your statement represent serious threat to peace and security of peoples. The United States has openly taken the path of gross violation of Charter of the United Nations, path of violation of international norms of freedom of navigation on high seas, path of aggressive actions both against Cuba and against the Soviet Union. The statement of the government of the United States of America cannot be evaluated in any other way than as naked interference in the domestic affairs of the Cuban Republic, the Soviet Union, and other states. The Charter of the United Nations and international norms do not give right to any state whatsoever to establish in international waters controls of vessels bound for the shores of the Cuban Republic. It is self-understood that we also cannot recognize the right of the United States to establish control over armaments essential to the Republic of Cuba for strengthening of its defensive capacity. We confirm that armaments now in Cuba, regardless of classification to which they belong, are destined exclusively for defensive purposes in order to secure the Cuban Republic from attack of aggressor. I hope the government of the United States will show prudence and renounce actions pursued by you, which could lead to catastrophic consequences for peace throughout the world. The viewpoint of the Soviet government with regard to your statement of October 22nd is set forth in the statement of the Soviet government, which is being conveyed to you through your ambassador in Moscow, signed Khrushchev. So I suppose, General, we can anticipate difficulties in Berlin as well as other places, and I thought that we would keep you informed, and perhaps as the situation became more intense there, that you might be willing to come down later in the week.
I'm available at any time for anything, Mr. President.
Good, fine.
Do you want anything else? So at any time and anything that I'm called on and can do, I'm available and at your service.
Fine. Well, if you get any thoughts on any of these matters, I hope you call General Taylor or me, because as I said, it seems to me Berlin is a key problem, as it has been from the beginning in this whole matter. But I'll be in touch with you later in the week as we get the situation evolves in Berlin.
Yes, sir.
Good. Thanks, General. Right on.
He's in the pool right at the moment, but I can get a message.
No, that's all right. Do you know how long he plans to be there?
I just about 10 minutes.
I just wonder if I could come over and see him for a few minutes after he gets out of the pool.
You want to hold on?
Yeah.
I'll check.
As I understood, there's some report that the Russian ships were not going to stop, that we were going to have to sink them in order to stop them. I thought that we were going to have to fire on them. I was wondering whether the instructions on how that's to be done, or where they're to be shot at and so on, to cause the minimum of damage. And in addition, if they're boarded, it's very possible the Russians will fire at them as they board, and we'd have to fire back and have quite a slaughter. I would think we'd want two or three things. First, I think we'd want to have some control over cameras aboard these boats so that we don't have a lot of people shooting a lot of pictures, which in the press might be embarrassing to us.
Yeah, we'll control all the picture taking.
Oh, yeah, on the boats.
Yeah.
They all are turning their cameras. Secondly, I don't know enough about the ships, but whether they ought to fire and whether they ought to go through three or four steps, such as asking them to stop, they don't stop, asking them to have their crew come above deck so that they don't be damaged, so that we have this record made. Maybe you can talk to somebody about that.
Yes, we've got instructions to sink land, which start with those steps. Shot across the bow, shot through the rudder.
Shot through the rudder.
Then a boarding party, and then order the crews to come on deck, and a minimum amount of force at each stage. Now, maybe we haven't thought of everything, but we'll take a
look at it. Okay, fine. How'd those photographic expeditions go this morning, you know?
No instant. They were back a couple of hours ago. We'll see the pictures later.
I see. You're getting that one from me, aren't you, those Florida bases?
That's right.
Okay. Have you taken a look at West Palm Beach?
Yeah, the Air Force is doing that. We can look at all of the dispersal possibilities down there.
Okay, good.
Did you cite anything about Nelson Rockefeller, or are you going to leave that?
Wait a minute. Now, what about the... He sent him a telegram saying that I'd be in touch with him later. I thought we'd meet at 6, but what my thought was that we'd bring down the Civil Defense Committee. If we bring down every governor, then it seems to me we're kind of in the obligation to bring every congressman down to brief.
No, he just wanted to have the Civil Defense Committee.
Well, then that's what we'll be in touch with him about, because I'm hoping Pittman and Ed McDermott will come today anyway. Then we'll send a wire from them to him and arrange that meeting.
Do it. Good. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Roger. Hello. Taz has it. It's all right, Rod. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, right.